Thank you, singers. All right, this was suggested to me by a P1, and so I took on the task. The very, very risky proposition of attempting to rank the top five, bottom five pastas. So here we go.
All right.
This took as long, if not longer, than any list I've ever tried to compile.
Why? Because they're all the same thing?
I spent many a day in my ranking laboratory to come up with this top five, bottom five. So let's start with the bottom five pasta noodles. In my opinion, these would be the five that I consider to be the worst pastas. Not to be confused with pasta dishes. Mm-hmm. We are talking about the noodle and the noodle only. Number five, lasagna. I have a love-hate relationship with lasagna because I love the dish. It's one of my favorite meals, but I hate the noodle.
It's a whip noodle.
It's extremely wide. You can only do one thing with it, and that's make lasagna, and it's really hard to cook. If you've ever tried to bake a lasagna, too often you'll get it soggy in the middle, but crispy on the outside.
Yeah.
It's really difficult
to cook.
That's
a tough noodle.
So lasagna is the fifth worst pasta. Number four on the bottom five pasta list, fettuccine.
Hey.
Oh.
This is an overrated pasta. It's a terrible pasta. It's too wide to ever really get anything accomplished with. Number three on the list of the bottom five pastas, cappellini or angel hair pasta.
What's wrong with that?
Oh, I love angel hair pasta.
Angel hair is the Chinese food of pasta.
God, you're crazy China. With brain head crazy.
You eat a ton of it, and you're hungry 30 minutes later. You cannot fill up on angel hair pasta.
Sure you can.
It's too wispy.
That's what makes it so good.
Yeah, you feel like you're getting away with something.
No, that's what makes it number three on the bottom five pasta list.
Mm.
Number two on the list of the worst pastas. In other words, these are the five pastas that I don't like.
So these are just...
Number two, rigatoni.
Hey.
What?
It sounds good when you order it, but it's really a lot of work. It's too big of a cylinder. Maybe occasionally you'll get lucky and get some sauce or another item stuck inside the rigatoni, but that's very rare.
Kids seem to like it. It's big with kids.
And number one on my list of the worst pastas, farfalle, or the bow tie shaped pasta.
It's a little too dressed up.
What
There's
are
no
we,
need for it.
What are we supposed to do with this pasta? It's difficult to fork. It
Whoa.
Doesn't hold
oh my
sauce
gosh.
Well.
We can beep that one.
Farfalle is a gimmick pasta. It is the worst pasta out there.
But if you make a pasta salad, you use that, though, right? What are you going to...
Yeah, and why?
Hell yeah, you do.
Yeah, it's regulation. It's code.
But it doesn't hold a lot of things well, like dressing or other items.
I don't know about that. It's big enough to where I think it does hold the spices that you put in there.
No, the secret...
Sounds like he knows what he's talking about.
The secret that I'm exposing is that farfalle plays a trick on the eye, and everybody gets suckered into thinking, oh, it looks like a bow tie. This must be a great pasta, when if you investigate, you realize it isn't.
How did you investigate it?
Now, the top five pastas. These five would be the five best pastas.
Bestices.
Number five, spaghetti. It's the old standby. It's a great multi-purpose pasta, but it's not the best. It's the lunch pail of pastas.
It's the one that I hate the most.
Not always easy to handle. I think angel hair may be easier to handle than the spaghetti.
Yeah, it is.
But angel hair is more spare.
Angel hair
like
feels
Muhammad
so
Ali there.
Good on the tongue.
Number four on the list of the top five pastas, bucatini. This is a thicker version of the spaghetti noodle, and frankly, it's more fun to eat. Although it requires perhaps a more nimble fork technique.
Mm-hmm. Bucatini.
Bucatini. It's just a thicker spaghetti
Tom
noodle.
Tom Snyder thing.
It's fantastic.
It's a color teeny.
Number three on the list of the top five pastas, penne. Mm-hmm. the short-cut round pasta that rigatoni wishes it was. Penne is small enough that it handles well on the fork. You can get several of them on one fork trip and still have room for sauce left over. The kids really love penne. It has a, hey, let's have fun quality about it.
Does he say it weird? I always said penne.
Penne?
But it's penne.
I've always said penne.
Penne pasta.
But I think
you may be right.
I think penne is also acceptable.
Okay.
Number two on my list of the top five pastas, linguine. This is the better version of spaghetti. It's a wider noodle that allows for more sauce to stick, which allows for more of a taste explosion.
That's what's so spare about pastas is that you have spaghetti that just comes in different sizes, and then they have to rename it for some reason. Why don't they just go with a numbered gradient of spaghetti? I'll have, can I get that in spaghetti number four? Four-gauge spaghetti?
Doesn't sound as good that way.
I want something real fine. How about, let's go with 14-gauge spaghetti.
And they really do all taste exactly the same.
Yeah. Yes.
It's the exact same thing, just different shapes.
I don't get how they're getting away with that. How the Italians get credit for all these different kinds of pastas when it's the same stuff.
And just the number one.
Cut into different shapes. Are they going to give credit for ABC's 1-2-3s? Oh, we got 26 different kinds of pastas in ABC's 1-2-3s.
The number one pasta on my list of the top five pastas. Number one, ravioli.
Oh, boy, that's really controversial.
Easy to mess up.
Stuff this little pocket of goodness with whatever you want. Cheese, spinach, lobster, mushroom, duck, Bigfoot. It doesn't matter. Everyone will enjoy it. It's fun because it hides the surprise filling. They are pleasing to the eye, and they hold a good amount of sauce. Also acceptable here, tortellini, which is like a little sandwich shell pasta.
Oh, yeah.
Any of the pastas that contain stuff that you can get really creative with and that are pleasing to the eye, big winners.
McFood pillow.
McFood pillow.
Yeah, it's the food throw pillow.
Yes.
Haven't you had bad ravioli before, though?
Well, you can have bad anything.
I have, and I think that ravioli is kind of annoying. Because a lot of times it's way too big.
You're nuts.
It's way too big. It's basically
it's
your
dicey
lasagna just cut down and thrown something in it. Do some stuffing
sometimes
in it.
Sometimes you don't get enough when you go to a restaurant.
Right? They ravioli. Give you six ravioli?
Ravioli is not basically lasagna.
You didn't do any of the twisted pastas. Those are great because they hold so much more
They're
sauce.
Not even worth talking about.
Whoa.
Wow.
Just got swatted away.
So there you have it. The top five, bottom five pastas. I told you it was risky.
Yeah, you're right. Very controversial.